So then we recollect our imagined white Tara body, speech, and mind, hollow body. Making sure the belly's relaxed and the spine is straight and the jaw's relaxed and the chest is lifted up. And allowing the energy to sink into the lower part of the body without collapsing the upper part. I guess it's more the breath, not the energy. But breathing with the belly. And feeling the sitting bones clearly on the cushion. Within the hollow body, we visualize the central channel and the two side channels. And as you do that, you may find, if you breathe into your back, into the back of your ribs, that your rib cage lifts up just a little bit more. And the shoulders fall relaxed on top. And then we'll do the 9-round breathing 2 times, starting with closing the left nostril, breathing in the right and out the left. And when you're ready, you can take three fast breaths. And remember, you put the heels of your palms or your hands on the end of your knees, and straighten up your arms and lift up your back. And when you swallow and push down and pull up, you put your fingers in the Vajra fist and you tighten up your toes and you lock your chin when you push down. And then when you exhale, you relax and just imagine all that air, instead of going out your nose, is actually entering the central channel at the navel and heating up the little tumuatung that's there. So I'll do it three times. When you exhale, you let go of your neck and your hands and your feet and just relax. Then we just go back to the hollow body meditation and recollect Amitayas on the crown of our head. And again, we can, from the Hriyatas heart, light rays go out and bring back all the power and healing abilities of the five elements. They come back and go into the vase, and the vase overflows. And we then imagine the white light coming in to the crown of our heads and filling up our whole body, all the channels and the chakras, dissolving into the liquids in our bodies. It makes us well and strong and balances the water element. Thinking that my water element is healed so that I can be great benefit to sentient beings. And then we visualize the yellow light, the earth element, dissolving into the bones and flesh, ligaments, tendons. Healing what needs to be healed and coming into balance with the other elements in the body. Then red light of fire energy comes. All the fires and volcanoes and hearth fires, and deep inside the earth this fire energy comes in, energizing our digestion in the cells, the metabolism in the body, all the digestive organs. And then the wind energy comes in, green, healing all of our wind imbalances. Anxiety and worry, nervous tension, healing our lungs, good blood pressure, healthy breath. In the blue light of space, healing our mind, the mind, the mental factors, feeling, discrimination, compositional factors in consciousness. To recognize the space-like nature of mind and recognize I grasping the root of all delusions and the self-cherishing, the sense of mine and my that comes from that. My body, my mind, my family, my house, my wealth, my car, my clothes, my flowers. Mental diseases, and then we can imagine all five together pouring in, creating total harmony within the elements, energizing what needs to be energized, calming down what's overactive, particularly in all the cells, and creating a very strong immune system. Not overactive, not underactive. So that we can have all our faculties together to benefit sentient beings and practice Dharma well, both in the session and out of the session, generating mindfulness and awareness. And then radiating out that to all the beings, particularly those on our list. I'll read them again. Catherine Bryce, Robert Holmes, Mezabin Dharma, Dean Anderson, Bill King, Norse the Dog, Thomas Asado, Romina Pice, Elizabeth, Alicia Dem, Mark Smith, Ruben Usai, Lorenzo Cejas, Catalina Cejas, Angelique Boisseau, Petri, Peter Smith, Allison Workheimer, Linda Williamson, Eva, Hazel and Eric Hurd, Fiona Cracknell, Laura Blackman, Judy Turner, Vic and Sue Brecht, Nell McLaren, Anna Kalau, Maria Amelia, Jean Smith, Richard Abbott, Jamie Buckley, John Sturtevant, Kathy Rodham, Yoshi Palma, Michelle Keitner, Simon Acosta, Franca Palaya, Frederica Bettili, Sergio Bettili, Nicola Fislakia, Julia Woodham, Francoise Normand, Ray Firminger, Mike Marcus, Pud McGillan, Eric Colling, Basia, Pauline, and Lindsay. Then from Amitabha's vase, the white nectars and rays pour in, and we imagine our life being extended by bringing in karmas from previous lives where we didn't finish the life karma that we had that life, and that of the beings on our list and our gurus and all beneficial beings. all the volunteers here. Bringing all the merits and enjoyments of all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. Restoring our vows and commitments. And giving us the strength, the resolve, and imagine the six perfections pouring into us. And then to stabilize it, we'll just recite the mantra a few times. Om Dare Tu Dare Tu Re Mama Ayu Puni Jana Pushtim Kurye Soha. Om Dare Tu Dare Tu Re Mama Ayu Puni Jana Pushtim Kurye Soha. Om Dare Tu Dare Tu Re Mama Ayu Puni Jana Pushtim Kurye Soha. Om Dare Tu Dare Tu Re Mama Ayu Puni Jana Pushtim Kurye Soha. Om Dare Tu Dare Tu Re Mama Ayu Puni Jana Pushtim Kurye Soha. Om Dare Tu Dare Tu Re Mama Ayu Puni Jana Pushtim Kurye Soha. Om Dare Tu Dare Tu Re Mama Ayu Puni Jana Pushtim Kurye Soha. Om Dare Tu Dare Tu Re Mama Ayu Puni Jana Pushtim Kurye Soha. And then finally we'll imagine white nectars and rays pouring in from Amitabha's, purifying and restoring and strengthening the relationships with our mothers and fathers, and children, brothers and sisters. Such close karmic relationships. And healing all those experiences that have left unwholesome imprints on our mind stream and caused certain deep behaviors that are difficult to change. And forgiving ourselves for our mistakes and generating gratitude to whatever level of care and love that they could give us. And allow the love of the Mother Tara and the emptiness of the Mother Tara to heal all of that. And then we can imagine the Queen Tavis dissolves into White Tara, and she dissolves into our heart, stabilizing these experiences. We can leave the colored protection circles and the white one up. Just making a final request to realize the bliss and empty nature of our minds that is already here. We just aren't aware of it. And then we can now read the dedication at the end. It's on page 15. Through the merit collected by this practice, may I quickly attain the state of the wish fulfilling wheel, and may I lead all living beings without exception to a state of enlightenment. Thus, the roots of merit.